Alright, I guess we should do this fucking shit.
Ooh, ooh!
Here we are having sex.
Is it where we're going?
Did you hit play?
Yeah, I hit record.
Nice. Let's do it. Hello, everyone. We're Guy. We having Guy 6.
We're here in Sydney, New South Wales.
Mm-hmm.
Today is Wednesday night.
Stop telling people. What do you think? You're the news?
Yeah, do you think this show
Hello,
is
Hello, I'm
the
Walter
of the news.
Gay.
Man, Stop just did a bad show that Adam was too much of a coward to do because he was crying about the Dodgers blowing it.
Yeah, you were fucking in your Kike Hernandez
jersey.
He
had to call his dad and have a cry session on the phone.
It was a rough game one,
He's
but
like,
we'll
this is just
tomorrow.
Like the Holocaust.
All right.
Everything's
just
like the Holocaust.
He didn't say it was just
first
like the
World
Holocaust.
Series was like the Holocaust today, and then I went to Baskin Robbins, and they were out of the oatmeal raisin cookie, and I said, this is just like the Holocaust.
He said worse
And then
than
I
the
went
Holocaust.
Out to the parking lot, and I locked my keys in the car, and I said, this is just like the Holocaust. And then one of my shoes was untied, and I said, this is just like the Holocaust.
Those things could have very feasibly, very like in the Holocaust, it could have happened.
How many people?
Any of those things.
How many people in your family got? Anybody?
My mom's dad lost like all of his.
Damn. It's like that soap that kills 99.9% of bacteria. You're like, but don't wash your hands because the 0.1% it leaves.
And that was
you're talking about Jewish people.
We're talking about your family specifically.
Your family, you know. Look, I'm not an anti-Semite. I just don't like you and your
family. Just my
family.
All right, that's.
I think the Holocaust was a fucking atrocity, dude, and it's real, and it's like one of the most depressing things.
As long as you're not painting
broad brush history, but if your family was in there.
Well,
I guess it's not all bad.
I guess enough of us got out to produce me, so that's...
The Silver Linings Playbook. That's page number one. Say the Holocaust was good.
Yep.
I don't think it was good.
That's Jennifer Lawrence's character.
Did you actually look in the playbook? Because that's the first page. Is the what about all the good things Hitler did?
Yeah. No, that
Robert
movie
De Niro,
was not
yep.
about Hitler.
Yes,
it was about
it
the Eagles.
Robert De Niro loved
the Philadelphia
Hitler
Eagles and Bradley Cooper.
He was like... The
mental illness.
It is kind of a face impression, so it's not really going
to
come
what are
across.
What trying to do?
He's doing
Bobby
De Niro's
De Niro.
Frown, the classic frown. I didn't even look at you,
I'm
but
doing
I knew
the face.
You, were
you guys
doing
know
it.
The face I'm doing.
The hey. Frown.
Oh, come on. You know, the fucking Jews.
Looks more like Silvio from The Sopranos.
Sil?
Sil, yeah.
Sil does a very nice frown.
Yeah.
Iconic Tom. Frown.
I told him I was gay. And he fucked me in my ass.
Don't. I told the guy I was gay. He fucked me in my ass.
Told the guy I was gay.
He filled my ass with cum. You know, what are you going to do?
Fuck my ass until I came.
Tone, I'm fucking gay too, Tone.
Tone. There was a guy. He fucked my ass.
You will let these guys fuck you. I'm just trying to do Paulie.
Yeah.
You let him.
I was the gayest guy in the army.
Yeah. I was the gayest
you
should have
seen me. I was the gayest guy in the
Wait,
army.
Wait, no. What's the actual line where he talks about the guy taking pictures of him?
He was like,
he
we
was
had
half
a, we,
a
had
a,
we had a pull up contest. I did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Told you hear what I said? I said, do you remember your first blowjob? I said, what was the guy's name? Adam saw what's his name the other day.
Oh, it was incredible.
I'm so mad that didn't happen on the podcast.
It would have been.
Listen, guys, I'm constantly creating gold. I'm as I've said before, I'm your muse.
You're Suck Dickle and Ptinskin.
What's that?
Rumpelstiltskin, but...
Suckle dim
suck dickle imp skin.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, whatever he says, what you are.
Yeah, I am suck dinkle.
I agree with that.
No, like Rumpelstiltskin.
I
am dickle.
Sufficiently owned.
Anyway,
anyway, so it's great to be in Sydney. Thanks to everyone.
No. We're gonna talk about how you self what's his name for a second.
Okay,
here.
We were talking about Alvin and the Chipmunks.
No, you will not be doing it.
Why?
We will be talking about. You will not
stop
control the narrative.
Stop trying to control
the narrative, bro.
No,
okay.
You're going to destroy
the
narrative.
It's like
how
they let the Jews be in
do.
Charge of the Holocaust Museum.
All right.
And it's like, you got owned. I don't think you get to tell the story.
It should be run by Germans.
Yeah, dude. They were the ones that dunked. Then you trust the Jews to be like, oh, yeah, okay, we got burned, but here's how it happened.
Yeah, that's funny.
There's probably 30 million that died.
It's very funny.
They're like, it was only 6 million. It wasn't that big of a deal.
It wasn't that big a deal.
The Germans should have done it, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that 5 to 95% of the audience really liked that bit. So
you mean 2%?
You think we have 2% Nazi listeners?
Oh, I thought you meant Jews.
No.
You think 95? Yeah, good 2% 95.
2% of the world, 99.8% of the world's wealth.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's a totally true statistic.
Look that
not
up.
Not a single one in the towers.
All right.
Why did they all call in sick that day?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like every just rank and file Jewish person was told there's an Israeli conspiracy to destroy. We're going to bomb
the
World Trade Center.
They got a
like,
fax from
it's
the
very
IDF.
Important that you don't tell anyone.
Mossad. No, it wasn't.
God, that's so fucking funny. Every Jew called in sick that day.
Listen, it was a tragedy. A lot of Jews almost died.
Yeah.
That just say the thing.
Don't tell me when to say it, motherfucker. I'll
yeah,
say
don't
when
start.
I want
don't start making demands. Adam's been peeing sitting down this whole trip.
No, I haven't. I've refused to listen to you. Nick made a request that I pee to sit down because he wouldn't. He doesn't like how it would look
if it got
if
out.
He let me stand up while
if
I
it
pee.
Got out that you were standing up and peeing.
God damn it! He doesn't like how that would look.
It would be
this
a PR.
Has been so fun,
Adam. It would be a PR nightmare, and you yeah. know it.
I'm not taking pictures of myself pissing.
If it got out,
unlike
though.
You, sir.
What?
On your.
Why are you turning this on me, man?
Golden shower based get chubby chaser.
I've never done a
Instagram
golden shower
account.
Pick. And I have great content. Everyone, please follow at StaviBaby2, StavyBaby2, for beautiful body positive images that media today is frankly not doing enough of. And I'm trying to fill that void. The way I'm about to fill Adam's mouth with my two hairy nuts.
That's disgusting stuff. I would never let you fill my mouth.
Adam's salivating.
Yeah.
He just put a bib on.
His body's betraying him. It's like, that's disgusting. It's so disgusting.
My eyes.
I never should do that. So I wish I could stop drooling all over you.
I literally just had a... Oh, never
mind. Dude. Dasha was keeping you safe for a week. Me and the boys have been at the
Dasha
gates.
Dasha left.
Yeah. When is this store open for business?
I
excuse
love how
me,
much
Ms.
you
Dasha?
Guys respect her.
Yeah.
Respect
Dasha, can
me,
we please call Adam gay?
Well, me and Stav are busy keeping her safe from all those Japanese men.
What are you talking about?
Well, you were trying on kimonos.
Women's kimonos, to be clear.
Yeah, right.
No, they
the
were
wedding dress.
Kimonos.
The wedding costumes kimonos. For women.
No, they were it was a male's dress that I was wearing. A men's dress. Culturally appropriate.
So we were talking about Alvin and the Chipmunks, and I was saying how we're basically Alvin and the Chipmunks.
We represent right. each one
I'm
of
the
them.
The hat, Stav's
I'm
the fat
cute,
one.
I'm the adorable one.
I'm
the
glasses.
Cute one.
And Adam's the Jewish one.
Adam's the
Jewish
gay one.
With the glasses.
Nervous.
And so I said that, and we were looking at a picture, and we were like, oh, my God. And Nick's like, wow, that is us. And then Adam says, who's that adult guy that they live with? Yeah.
That's who Adam wanted
question.
To know about.
That was a fair question.
Adam wanted to know about the man.
Like,
what's that guy's name?
What's that man?
What's his name?
What's the human's man's name?
Can I get
name?
The more information on that guy?
So I'm not allowed to ask literally when anyone.
Bro, you're allowed.
What
anyone's
that was the
name
first,
is. That's the first question
the
you
first,
had.
The first, only you. We're talking about Alvin and the Chipmunks, and you're like, is that guy single?
I didn't ask if he was single.
Yes, you
but
did.
But it turns out he was very handsome. We looked up pictures for a cartoon.
No, you looked at pictures. Me and Stav were too busy laughing.
Yeah,
no,
that
you
was
guys
one of
weren't
the
laughing. You were
that
so
was one of the best things that's ever happened to me. You self what's his name?
It was so funny. Stav is like, it could all end, Adam. All the torment can end if you just admit
just
that that's funny.
Admit
then,
it's funny.
And then I said, I'll never admit that's funny, Stav. And then on the walk, you were, when we were away from Dick, he was like, just admit it, Adam.
Yeah, I was like,
just
did
admit
you,
it's
just
funny.
Me,
and I said, I will. Listen, was 9/11 a very well executed plan? You know, did they follow through on their plans?
Here comes the silver linings playbook.
But you can't tell the terrorists that.
Right.
Just like I can't tell Nick that myself, what's his name? and his immediate ridicule.
It was beautiful, dude.
It was.
What's the silver lining play? It's just filled with stuff that's like you get caught with child pornography, but...
Mm-hmm. You learned how to about downloads.
But the
speed.
Eagles,
now you know computers.
The World Series. You know all about
the plus
terabyte.
Side is you know how computers work.
That's right. You know mm-hmm. fucking solid state drive. You know what that is now because mm-hmm. you're not. What mm-hmm. are you not using an SSD for mm-hmm. that shit?
That's right.
You want to access your child pornography quickly. You can't wait the extra second.
No, you need
Did
to
someone
have...
do a bit about how like your Bitcoin's worth so much money now, but there was all these people that got it to buy child pornography.
And now they're rich.
Now they're rich. I guess that's
awesome.
The silver lining of playbook. Yeah, yeah.
Has someone done that as a bit?
I don't know. I don't know if I've heard it. It seems so obvious that...
Well, yeah, it was also people buying drugs, too, and pedophiles.
Yep. Well, that's what Nick said. The second thing you said is the first thing Nick said.
So let's go ahead. Now you can just repeat exactly what I said as if this
I said in addition to pedophiles, it was also people buying drugs. I was adding to what you said. That was not a repeat. That wasn't a copy.
I don't think it's that obvious. I think that's pretty funny. The same way I don't think the other thing we were laughing about is that obvious. That a gay guy proposing to another man by getting on his knee.
Or putting a ring on his dick.
Putting a ring on his dick.
I think that's probably...
Nah, man.
I think that's probably out there.
No chance, dude. We came up with that. That's Nick, brother.
Adam's never come up with a bit in his goddamn life.
That's not true. I've come up with plenty of bits.
Not
legendary
a single
bits.
Thing in his goddamn life.
In his fucking life. But hey, everyone, by the way, who came to Sydney, the Comedy Store, shouts out to them. Thank
great
you so
shows.
Much for coming. Those were great shows.
Stand-up
many of
show
you came for both.
Live
and we want to suck
great.
You and we want to fuck you for that one. So appreciate you. Malbin, we'll be there shortly, my little sluts.
Friday night.
Still some tickets left to the stand-up show. The podcast is already sold out.
I thought they were both
that.
Sold out. No,
I think Brizzy they're both sold out.
I think Brizzy... podcast sold out but the
oh really well listen just try and buy tickets if you
just
live
everyone in. Buy whatever is available
mm-hmm. and
we owe a lot of guys a lot of money.
My spine hurts
from what
from?
I don't know, it fucking hurts.
Getting
is that where you're
getting
cranky?
Ass fucked maybe.
I'm not cranky. What are you talking about?
Did you get your cheeks
you're projecting cranky. That you're cranky.
We had a lovely walk today and then you came back and we as a crank.
I was not in a crank mood.
Anyway,
we didn't do shit today. We were gonna do stuff.
I'm done doing shit.
We found
that we might be going on an international tour.
Yes, we might literally do a world tour.
This is pretty crazy, but we might be literally going on a world tour.
Yeah,
and touring for 3 months. Mm-hmm.
Lagos, Nigeria.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What we will Tora be the Bora. Best comedians in Nigeria. The thing Nigerian people like is to be talked to like this.
Hello, my brothers.
Yeah.
It is I, Star Frost.
Have you ever noticed when you go
down.
To buy sandals, but they do not have any sandals at the sandal store? And you have to walk home without shoes on, and you say, why didn't I just wear my other sandals to the sandal store? Every time you do this, and they're like, that is true, every
that
time.
That is so true.
You think that you will get the sandals there, but they
like,
are closed.
Yeah, really like, do be like
stop,
that.
Please stop talking like that. We can see you. They're just not fans of Come Down. Yeah. They just think comedy is coming to Nigeria.
Right.
That's so funny.
They think it is an opportunity for business networking. Right. Nigerians think every public event is a business meeting.
Hell yeah,
group.
Dude. Mm. Nigerians fucking love college, too.
Stands for creating ultimate money.
So true.
Yeah.
Creating ultimate.
Iago, where are you going? Get off my back. I am going to a business meet and greet with the Come Town podcast.
I would love
they
to
are,
hear some.
They are American business entrepreneurs from America.
Listen, if you're a Nigerian entrepreneur, mm-hmm. pitch me. Mm-hmm. Let's do Shark Tank.
Sob's
I'm trying
get
to invest.
Off.
Dude, I would love to lose all of my money investing in weird Nigerian businesses. You have heard of limousines, but what about stretch sandals?
You and all four,
you and you
up to
all
four
of
your
friends can wear the same pair of sandals. And you go, you all walk around together. That way, because it is one pair of sandals, when you get to the sandal store, three of your friends can buy normal sandals and wear the normal sandals home, and you maintain the limousine-sized sandals.
So good.
To keep for yourself. Mm-hmm. And this will solve the problem of, and in case the sandal store is closed, you will wear the limousine sandals back home.
Dude, I'm sold on stretch sandals.
Yeah. Coming up, a Nigerian Shark Tank. I want $12 to buy a lemonade. What is your business idea? Did I drink the lemonade? Okay, fine. Yeah, you can have that. I'll give you $6, and then you bring me half the lemonade to drink for me.
And then I get 10% on all your piss from now on. Yeah. I get a 10% stake on your piss.
It's Nigerian Shark Tank. I would like to have dinner. You're like...
Nigerian cinema. I want to watch a whole Nigerian movie.
Nollywood.
All I see is the clips online, and they look incredible, dude.
No, Ugandan cinema is the best.
Is that Ugandan?
Uh huh.
The one where it's all like the special effects are all bullshit, and it's that baby and that oh my god clip, which is one of the best really clips good. Of all time.
Yeah, that guy crying.
Oh my god.
I cannot wait to be a Hollywood director. So I'm going on Nigerian Shark Tank to pitch my movie idea, where it is a pair of sandals that has a projector inside of it.
And this will play the movie, or this is the movie, or can you
that way,
clarify?
The projector in the sandals will, wherever you are walking, it goes forward. So it will project the wall in front of you, and you can pretend you are walking to someplace nicer than your house.
Interesting.
And what I really want is $12 to go buy a lemonade.
Lemonade in Nigeria is really expensive, man.
You got to import the lemons, dude. That's not native to Nigeria.
They don't got any lemons out there?
No, they're lemons starved.
Where do lemons grow?
That's the idea. We bring lemons to Nigeria,
lemons
baby.
Are citrus, right?
Yeah, Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
Australia also has citrus, because in Japan... I bought an orange and it had a little kangaroo on it.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Did you eat a Japanese pear when we were there?
I did not.
They're very good.
Well, you were hoarding all the Japanese pears, man. You didn't have to tell. You didn't tell anybody else about them.
No, I was on the go one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet you were.
I was. I was on the go.
Mm-hmm. With who?
With my girlfriend.
What's his name?
This is a Nigerian guy going on Shark Tank, where his idea is like a door that's on wheels.
You can go anywhere. You can open any door. You will end up in any room you want.
This is where, haven't you always wanted to go through a door?
Perhaps to the beach. I like the beach, but there are no doors to go through.
Yeah, when you go to the beach, there's no door to walk through.
How does it? It does not even feel like you
have a doorman
at
the beach. You bring your own door to the beach, and that way you can open the door for your friends to be a doorman even at the beach.
Oh fuck. What's the biggest city in Nigeria?
I would love a sketch that's just Nigerian Shark Tank. It's just like they say no to the door guy, and then a man walks out with his arms outstretched, and he's covered in cotton balls glued to him, but his penis is hanging out. And he's like, my friends. And they're like, no.
It's just massive Nigerian cotton.
No, you have to leave.
Absolutely
but
not.
You have not even heard my business idea.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's a big-ass city, though, right?
Nigeria is the richest country in Africa.
Yeah, they're probably rich as hell.
They took over from my native land of South Africa, which was
the white devil.
Yeah, was the breadbasket of Africa.
Nigerians are obsessed with being businessmen.
Yeah, dude.
Well,
they've been
oil.
Scamming their way to shit.
No, they have a lot of oil.
Nah, it's mostly email scams.
It is the prince email scam guy, but it is also oil, I believe. hip-hop. They've exported a lot of hip-hop around the world.
Ooh, this is a great
Wiz
website.
Kid.
That's Nigeria right. Nigeria Business News. Businessnews.com.ng.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
What's the first... This is a real slippery slope here. I feel
I know.
But let's go down it for a sec.
DMO extends N100 billion suck-hawk offer.
That's
what
awesome.
The fuck is suck-hawk?
No, you're making that up.
No, yeah, suck-hawk, I guess, is their money.
They buy things with suck-hawks? No
Can I have
way.
10 suck-hawks, please?
No, sorry. Suck-hawk is the Arabic name for financial certificates.
That's pretty good, too.
Also
that.
Commonly referred to as Sharia-compliant bonds.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of Muslims in
Nigeria. Wait, Sharia, it has to be Sharia compliant?
Yeah,
if you're a Muslim.
If you want to invest in Sharia law, you need to buy suck-hawk.
Oh, you have to have 10 suck-hawks. If you want your fucking wife to look like a ninja or whatever.
Dude, yeah. you got to let conservative radio know about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People that think Sharia law is coming to the States.
It's coming, dude.
They're trying to do
that
this
caravan.
Suck-hawk shit.
What the fuck's going on? They're talking about there's like a fucking Mad Max style caravan full of Mexicans and Muslims coming to the border.
I've become so racist that I legitimately thought the Nigerian business news shit would be like, I'm opening a Sandoz.
No, they're rich as hell,
yeah,
dude.
It's like a huge country. It's like a wildly influential country in the world.
They're super powerful.
It's like, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? 1,000 firms bid for government contract? Yeah. I'm like, this isn't funny at all.
My friend.
Yeah, FMC Bank launches limited personal and business banking proposition. This isn't... Where's the sandal stuff that I imagined in my head?
No, they're...
We are selling Bluetooth speakers, Bluetooth headsets, and sandals together. No longer will you have to buy them separately.
MP3
Who is
sandals?
Excited for Bluetooth sandals?
Bluetooth sandals.
$1 million.
That sets off a fucking bidding war.
I want 10 million suck cock.
I would give you 10 suck
cock. It has to be
cock.
Compliant with Sharia law. Anyway, guys.
But yeah,
it's a good time to mention BetDSI.com.
That is
a great
place
where
you can gamble on
as
Nigerian
businesses.
As many
suck cocks as you want.
Yeah, BetDSI.com, now available in Nigeria.
Yeah.
100% certified to work here in Nigeria. The Come Town is sponsored by BetDSI.com, an award-winning mobile app.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I have been in the sandal business my entire life. And there's one thing I love doing with my sandals is wearing them to the gambling district. The internet cafe to log on to betdsi.com and place bets on which sports teams will do something.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an award-winning mobile app and 24/7 customer service that you can call up anytime and say, I am a prince, I need $20 million, so I will give back
to
you.
And they will give it to you.
And they will do it. I have scammed so much money out of this company.
That's right.
They have an award-winning mobile app.
Already said it.
They offer live
in-game
wagering. You know what that means? Change your mind.
Just fucking hedge your shit,
dude.
Who
gives a shit? You know, hedge your bets. I tell people hedge your bets all the time. You know,
same.
I say buy low, sell high.
I bet on both teams every game.
Every game you can't lose that
you
way.
Can't lose.
Boston boys versus the Los Angeles faggots.
Yeah,
Los Angeles. Homos, queers.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right? That's
the LA homos.
Yep.
Look, you go online right now, and the odds are in your favor here. Put every dollar you have on the
Dodgers. Ever made, even dollars you haven't made
Dodgers
yet.
In three. I'm
Take out a
now.
Bet. Listen to this. Take
I'm
out a bet.
I'm calling the World Series now. The Dodgers in three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We watched the World Series. Oh, no. Are we done with the read?
Take out a loan.
No, we're not done with the read yet. Take
I
out
an
a
intro.
Loan.
Take out a loan. It doesn't matter what the interest
First
is because
these
are winners.
What do you mean the read? This is a real website that I use
that we
myself.
Love using.
Yeah.
That I love using it. I go online. I use it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I made $400.
Look, dude, I'm a multi-billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that keeps me from killing myself is winning more and
just
more money.
Wagering on BetDSI.
Just betting, yeah, the wild gambles.
BeatMeOffGuys.com.
BeatMeOffGuys.com. And you can go there And you can check out the website.
And by the way, you can also email us at stav@beatmeoffguys.com. Yeah.
Did you get Adam, those emails?
Adam, I think you too. Adam Friedland@beatmeoffguys.com.
Oh, you got them both.
Yeah, I got them both. Oh, so I locked it down. I knew that the second one might be you know, available. I wanted to make it mine.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Anyways, what are your picks for the World Series?
World Series, I'm saying Boston.
I guess I got to root for the. I'm picking the Dodgers because I'm picking with my cock.
Yeah,
in my
I'm
heart.
Saying. I'm telling you, dude. Dodgers in three.
Dodgers in three. We watched game one today. They had a chance to steal it, but they did not.
Strike ass.
Strike ass.
Strike ass.
Two. Fuck.
Joe fuck.
This yeah, is we were Joe doing fuck. A real and thing. A grand slam. Oh, no, it's ball.
It was just
ball
a ball three. So, sorry, folks. It looked like he was going to hit that one out of the park. And now I'm being told no one was on base, actually. sorry about that, folks.
The game was yesterday.
The game will begin shortly.
I'm sorry. I'm watching Dharma and Greg on my phone.
I was watching Family Guy, and Stewie got a hit.
Stewie made me laugh about an evil monkey in Chris's closet. We're all reminded of the evil monkey inside of ourselves that in the great, beautiful game of the divine sport.
LaBella Gamo.
Fenway Park.
Baseball Adooch.
Yeah. Fenway Park, a cathedral. Of the sport.
Of the sport of the bells.
Of the bells.
Of coming baseball. To bat now is Georgie Christmas.
George Christmas.
Number 20. Looks like a 3 from here.
Okay, the script is kind of weird. I'll say 28 or 23.
And another good job by the players.
The player gets it, and he hits the ball.
And that is actually Joe Buck did Joe say that.
Say that.
Joe
and another
did,
good
that's
job.
How it started. Yeah. He said another
good job by
another
Austin
good job
Barnes.
By the catcher.
Yeah. By the catcher, Austin
The players
Barnes.
Are going out on the field.
Yeah. And one thing's for certain, we will see something happen today.
And not many people know this, but actually, when it goes back to L.A., they will not be using designated hitters.
DH,
it's
going to
be National League Baseball.
The D standing for designated, H for hitter.
And for...
That's strike two.
Hitler.
That's strike two, and I'm sorry that was actually a double. That's
take a moment to Christmas. Remind you that this game is brought to you by BetDSI.com. Play, bet, win.
Oh, right.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Use promo code.
Use
come
promo code.
25. Come 20?
Come 120.
120.
Come 120.
Sorry.
Come 120.
Come 120. Not the gay shit Adams.
To get an extra 120% off. Strike ass! Sorry.
Strike ass.
No, that was ball.
Strike four.
And it's a grand slam. Oh. Whoop. Okay.
Oh, that was ball two.
It was, yeah.
Got me again.
Another that's, good job.
And here comes George Christmas again.
Yeah.
No, that's Derek Jeter.
And the wind up. Oh, he's walking up the mound.
Wow. Oh, yeah, they've got... Now an older pitcher is actually coming to the mound.
I'm being told now that there's a third baseball team on the field that wears gray uniforms, and they're allowed to boss people around. The rules of the divine game ever-changing.
At this cathedral.
Like Game of Dude. Like Game of Della. Bella Dude.
Like life itself, the rules of the game are constantly in flux.
In flux. And in fact, maybe there won't. No
here we
one
are
will bat.
At the bottom of the seventh. How many more innings will this game go? No one knows.
It's hard to tell.
Once again, Boston's up 13.
Could go. And the Angels, frankly, I'm surprised it's still going.
We're
on,
sitting
folks.
Here at the top of the eighth, 13-1, and it's anybody's guess how many innings this game.
I think
game
they played a 20 or something, or maybe 15, or it's win by two.
It's first to 21, I believe.
And the Dodgers are on their 15th reliever, and the score is 22-0, and we're looking at extra innings here.
I'm sorry, those were the K's. I keep counting. That's just strikeouts. I don't know what the score is, folks.
K, which stands for, of
K
course,
K stands
two.
For okay by me. Extra 120% when you use promo code COME120 at BetDSI.com. You get 120% bonus on your deposit. And that is a grand slam. Oh, sorry. Again. I don't.
I keep doing that, and I really apologize. But
I'm sorry.
It's so exciting. I witnessed one, and I keep hoping it's going to happen.
Joe, can you please stop watching Family Guy on your phone?
I'm being told the game has been over, and I am. I am just announcing over the Family Guy feed for the last 20 minutes.
The child Cleveland. Has been hit with a foul ball. And you can only hope that she has Down syndrome or some kind of intellectual disability that this does not affect her life in any significant way. As we all know,
strike two.
Strike two.
He walked. I'm sorry. Next now, up. And a lot of people don't know this, but there's actually...
Strike two, and it looks like the inning's over.
And it's over. Strike two. Two outs. One out. How does it... It's tough to keep track, but...
One out, and that is the... That's middle it. Of the ninth.
And we'll, that'll be it here, folks, and they won't even bother batting, I don't think.
And he strikes out the side with nine balls.
Once you walk everyone, if everyone makes their way around the bases,
we
then
are
the
witnessing
inning is over.
Baseball history here. It looks like the batter is allowed to advance to first base without actually having to hit the ball. because the
he's
pitcher
just,
was so bad.
He's just talked the pitcher into letting him do it. You incredible know. Psychological warfare.
This is,
here,
we're
folks.
Witnessing baseball history here. The batter has been hit by the ball. Unprecedented in the annals
the
of the
guy,
divine cathedral.
The guy who's never, ever seen baseball. Not even like, he's only sort of familiar with it.
Yeah, yeah.
He went to a game one time when he was 7 years old.
This guy kind of reminds me of Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
From the film
Sandlot.
Sandlot.
Which is really the only thing I've seen.
And it's really going to be a shame.
Because I couldn't understand why the dog was different sizes throughout the movie. No one ever explained it to me, and my father beat me for crying and called me a faggot who will never have the same job as him.
What I don't understand is how many balls do they have? Because in the Sandlot, it seemed like that was... Only, you know, seemed pretty tough to use a baseball.
Mm-hmm. The umpire is calling that ball three. It's interesting. It looks to be the same ball he has been throwing the entire time. So I'm pretty sure that's going to be challenged. They're going to send that one to New York. And there is no chance we're not seeing a challenge on that one. I'm almost certain that is the same ball. I watched it be thrown back to the pitcher. And it looks like we're probably going to wait till the end of the game for that challenge. As is customary, all of the challenges happen
after
the game.
A gentleman's agreement between the two coaches.
And it's a grand slam. Oh, sorry.
Fuck. Fuck. I just want to see a goddamn grand slam. Wouldn't that be great, folks?
Coming up after Family Guy, the Cleveland Show.
Yeah.
Starring Chief Wahoo.
Coming up on my phone after Family Guy, Star Trek The Next Generation.
A couple Vine compilations.
And join me throughout the 6th and 7th as I recreate the UPN network through streaming services. UPN 1997. Last year I was happy.
I'm gay.
I'm gay. And that's strike at or strike
strike
one.
Ass. Strike ass is what started it all.
Strike ass.
Strike ass.
Another good job. Yeah, baseball's pretty fucking gay if you ask me.
Yeah, it's not. It's really not exciting anymore.
Why do you say anymore?
Because there's better sports.
To the six. We wonder once again, am I allowed to go to the bathroom? Can I go to the bathroom?
And never mind, I will be pissing in this commemorative Pepsi cup.
The divine question, how mad would people be if I just got up and went to the bathroom right now?
Folks, you know it, I know it. Nothing really happens in baseball. Mm-hmm. You can take it from here for a couple days.
And will people find out that I'm Skyping in from my garage? I'm Skyped in. My feed stopped working.
Have strikeout.
Calling the yeah.
He's two outs and a ball.
Someone
here,
is
folks.
Definitely coming to the plate.
Joe,
now.
He's actually no one up yet. It's actually.
And look at that. You can see a lot of movement stretch. Out on the field. Players moving at various speeds.
There appear
some of them standing still, stoic almost, like the Big Ben Tower. The Time Teller of London. That classic good tower that we all love. He's at home. He thought he could cheat his way. Just Skype his way in, but the feed isn't working.
He's streaming it on Reddit. Just, yeah.
That's playing on Fox.
There's just no reason for him to make the noises.
He's
buy me some
sound
peanuts
effects.
And Cracker Jacks. They have a prize in them, and we all have a prize in ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's called talent and ability, which we can see out here tonight in some of these fine young men demonstrating why athleticism is the answer to South America's obsession with fascist fascism, the greatest ideology, the divine ideology, a cathedral to thought.
People that like baseball probably would be cool with fascism.
Yeah.
It's so old-fashioned. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the...
It would be nice. The
national pastime.
It's nice and... It'd be orderly.
They used to not allow blacks to do it.
Yep. They got that guy in Boston, Yawkey. He's racist as shit, I think.
Yeah.
Who's Yawkey?
Fuck Boston, dude.
A fan of theirs?
No, I think he was the owner.
Oh, now it's the Dunkin' Donuts guy, no?
Dunkin'?
No, the Kraft.
It's
Robert
Duncan
Kraft.
Robert Kraft owns the Patriots.
He doesn't own Boston?
No, it's the guy that owns Liverpool.
Oh, nice.
He owns the Red Sox. John Henry.
Does he?
I think his name is John Henry.
Damn, look at the U.S. ambassador in Nigeria.
Just a white-ass guy.
Yeah, but he looks like a fake businessman.
Yeah, he definitely does.
They're like, who are we going to send over there? Oh, a businessman that a child came up with.
Just slicked back black hair.
Yeah.
Beautiful fucking hard cock.
Nigeria is 7th largest integrated market in the world.
Damn.
Yeah. Nigeria.
William Symington is the name of the U.S. ambassador.
What's the top 6?
I don't know.
U.S. Cali is number 2.
Its own market?
Dude, Cali.
What happened to California seceding after Trump got elected?
That would be cool.
I don't think they ever got around to it. They're Mexico. Probably too stoned.
God has got him. Got him, Adam. I'm trying to get my dick sucked on the City Opera House, the top of it.
On the point at the top of the shell?
That's right. You think I could do it?
Yeah, there's no record of this William Symington guy being the U.S. ambassador to Nigeria.
What do you mean? You just saw a picture of a guy?
So says the Nigerian newspaper. I think this guy's just pretending to be the U.S. ambassador.
He's just never been there?
No, I think this guy, like if you Google William Symington, some guy from the 1700s comes up.
Well, there might be more than one.
Ambassador. I hope this is just some guy lying to Nigerians.
No, they're too crafty, dude. They're too fucking crafty, those Nigerians.
No. He's real.
That sucks. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry for your loss.
Yep.
In this tough-ass, trying-ass time.
Yeah, preceded by James F. Entwistle.
Entwistle?
Entwistle.
Mm, pretty cool. Same name as the bassist from The Who.
No.
How about the Pooh?
John Entwistle.
That's not his name.
How about the Me Too?
What?
Me Too? He said Me Too.
Me Too.
It's like, but he says it like what?
I got
quite, but it's Me
what?
Too.
I got
Me Too. My raped. Name's Hank Hill, and I've been raped in rape accessories. Me Too something.
I
sell Me Too and Me Too accessories.
I've been jerked off against
Have you
my
said
will.
Limited Me Too on the show?
Limited Me Too.
Like that clothes for little girls that got raped.
No, God damn.
Dude.
What? What?
It's just sad.
What?
About little girls getting raped.
Yeah, that's fucked up. But it's good that they
have
clothes.
We've literally never talked about children getting raped before on the show. This might be the first time.
Yeah, we did.
I'm playing, dude.
You're playing?
I'm just
How about
Shmee
2? And it's the guy from Hook getting raped.
Yeah,
there
we
go.
Back,
we're back, baby.
Yeah. Oh, right. Captain, stop fucking me ass.
Is that how Shmee talks?
Was that Mario who played Shmee?
Yes, it
Bob
was.
Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins.
And he's not Mario. That's literally the only thing I knew him from my whole life.
Mario?
Super Mario?
I knew him as Shmee.
You knew him as Shmee?
Yeah.
I knew him as Eddie Valiant in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yep.
True. I was like, wow, Shmee is in Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
But I saw Hook first. My man Dustin Hoffman, giving the performance of a lifetime.
Definitely,
Hook.
Definitely. I love having gay sex with Peter Pan.
I want to trap Peter Pan.
We got to find Peter. I'm going to find Peter Pan. I'm going to take my sword, and I'm going to cut his pants off, and I'm going to suck his cock. Hook, are you... Listen, here's the plan. I'm going to find Peter Pan. When I find him, I'm going to use his magic to get my dick hard.
Think hard-ass dick thoughts.
My dick hasn't been hard for 15 years. Listen, I'm trying to get my dick hard. I can't really do Dustin Hoffman.
No, that was good.
It was a good, like, Rain Man, Dustin.
I don't know. I don't know, Mrs. Robinson. I just don't know if you're allowed to suck my cock.
That movie's about an old bitch that fucks a young man.
And then
basically.
He fucks the daughter.
Whoa, he gets them both?
He's a pimp.
That rules.
And then they run away to get married.
Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Please come back and let me suck your cock.
I am gay. I'm gay, gay, gay.
Here's to you, Mr. Robinson. I watch you mow the lawn and beat off. Through the blinds.
Then he fucked the dad.
Through the blinds. When my parents aren't home from work yet, I watch you mow the lawn. And I get my dick hard and I beat off in the kitchen. I ejaculate all over all the dishes. And then my mom comes home and she tells herself it's not cum. Here's to you, Mr. Robinson, helping me discover my homosexuality from across the street. I briefly dated your daughter. I abused that poor girl just to get into your room and steal your underwear. I'm going to rape you.
I'm going to rape Mr. Robinson.
Well, I'm 17 years old and I'm strong enough now to kidnap a grown man and rape him in his own garage. And he'll never tell the police because it's so humiliating. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Nation turns its lonely eyes to you and beats off
and sucks your cock.
It's Paul Guyman.
Paul Guyman, dude. Damn, honestly, and if you really wanted to go on a gay rape spree
and
Guy had a time machine,
my old friend.
What do you
go
mean?
To the 50s and start raping.
Yeah, you could rape guys all day long.
Yep.
In the 50s?
Yeah.
Probably. That was the best
time to
rape
men. People would
just
call you a real crackpot. They'd call you a
no,
real...
They just
hey, just what the hell is going on here,
hey,
pal?
Hey, what's the big idea? That's
what
my ass,
oh, my
pal.
God! What the hell is this? I thought only I could do this. To women.
Hey, boy, I think you're mistaken, pal. That's my ass.
Yeah. Shh, I'm from a distant future. I'm a cryptocurrency millionaire. I have everything I want except the ability to rape powerful men who don't know what rape is.
Just go back in time and fuck Dwight D. Eisenhower.
That would rule, dude. I would love to just rape some guy who was like a radio operator in Korea. He came back, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, you just work hard. You work hard for the company and... You know, I just make sure my kids go to a good school and, you know, I'm like, yeah, that's a cool story, man. Yeah, I'll give you a ride back to your place. I'm headed over to that side of town anyway. Yeah, hop in my Packard. Well, I don't know. Is this, which way are you going? No, I'm taking the new parkway. They got a new parkway. Well, I don't know if I really live off the parkway. Hey, listen, you want to fucking drive, get your own car, man. Yeah. Well, did you just use the F word? I'm going to be using a lot more than that. Like chloroform.
So he's knocked out.
He's knocked
he wakes
out.
Up, tied up. Mm. He's sitting in a chair where you cut a hole in the bottom.
No,
so
he's in.
Just...
He's yeah. He's in a coffin.
Mm.
Oh. He's in a fucking coffin. He Pitch thinks he's black. Been buried alive.
But he's got
and
a Zippo lighter.
He's screaming. Yeah, mm-hmm. Give him a lighter so he knows he's in the coffin.
Yeah.
And then there's a little note that says you've been buried alive, but he doesn't know that he's only just sort of suspended. Above another cot that I've set up. There's a hole cut around his ass. And then while he's screaming at the top of his lungs, thinks he's, you know, 6 feet underground, I just start fucking his ass from underneath the coffin.
Damn, dude. I thought just raping him would be enough.
No.
But you want him to feel like he's going to die and some demon is fucking his ass.
Yeah.
Satan himself.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's a little camera in there recording the man being raped and screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And, you
mm-hmm.
know, so I'm just some 50s businessman asshole.
You bring a camera
asshole.
From the future. Mm-hmm.
I bring a camera from the future and then I take the footage back to modern day and I step out of the time machine and I call a press conference and I'm like, you still think white men can't help? You still think white men are bad? Look what I did for all the oppressed people in the world. I went back to the source. I found the white guy that created the patriarchy. And I tricked him into thinking he was buried alive, and then I raped him in a coffin.
Hero, you did it.
Yeah.
And what if you go back in time and it's a perfect society, but you have to fuck a bunch of those business guys?
Yeah.
Would you do it?
That'd well, it depends how far back in time, because there is a statute of limitations.
Here's to you, Mr. Robinson. I'm going to put you in a makeshift coffin and fuck your ass.
I'm going
convince
to
convince you that you're suffocating to death 6 feet under the ground, and then you get raped.
Now, do you just
what happens
leave
after
him?
He gets raped? Do you yeah kill him, or you let
no
him go? You,
no,
no,
no, no.
I mean, death would be, you give it a couple years, he'll kill himself.
Yeah, yeah, death is would be exactly a cop-out. Part of the punishment is he has to live with that yeah forever. Uh-huh. And that's what you get, pal, for doing redlining.
Yeah.
For making it so blacks couldn't yeah live in middle-class
yeah
homes.
Yeah, for being a racist.
And that's why we raped
yeah, I got
him
a white picket fence for you right here.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. My dick yeah and balls,
the one that
pal.
The one that they fucking tied Matthew Shepard up to. For the people like
is
you
to dick
get. Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
He speaks French, Thai, and some pidgin. He's married to Pamela G. Schmall and
who
has
is
two children.
The ambassador?
The ambassador of Nigeria.
James F. Entwistle.
Who?
James F.
The ambassador
Entwistle
to Nigeria.
He's the former United States ambassador to Nigeria.
Oh, he's not anymore?
It's a good time to remind you guys that if you go to macweldon.com, you can pick up some rape-proof underwear.
Jesus Christ.
Mac Weld does not ensure that you will not get raped. You right. Mac Weld makes no legal promises about you whether or
no
not you will be raped.
No promises about the whether or not. Look, if it, whatever. Look, we're sorry that happened to you, but we didn't actually say that that's how the underwear.
Well, and listen,
MacWeldon.com believes in smart design, premium fabrics, mm-hmm and simple shopping.
So they
that's
really
what
do
I like. Simple shopping. Simple shop. Simple Steven here for simple shopping.
Oh, God.
Yep, I got a special computer that only has four buttons on it.
And three of them take me to MacWeldon.com.
Well, one of them is for new underwear, which obviously I need because I misjudged my own independence. I thought maybe I was ready for underwear. But I go through those things like cigarettes. They kind of underwear is kind of like Pringles for me. Once you shit one pair, you just can't stop. There's that retarded guy that's like, man, I shit an entire box of underwear last
Stevie's birthday party was yeah crazy.
I've just binge watched Blue's Clues and shit an entire box of underwear. MacWeldon.com, simple shopping. You can check them out. Super easy. You go on there. You check them out. But dude, I love mm-hmm checking out these websites.
Me too, man. I really like it a lot.
I love checking them out, dude.
One of my favorite things to do is go on a website, see what they got in
just
the
just
store.
Really, just really check out the
yeah
situation.
Surf, a lot of they got hyperlinks.
Surfing the web.
Surfing.
Click on every hyperlink.
Hyperlinks. Web rings. Mm. Just surfing the web.
Menus.
Checking out websites. MacWeldon.com is one of my favorites. Like I open up my internet browser
mm-hmm
and my homepage comes up.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Lycos.com.
Uh-huh.
Search engine. It's got a dog on there.
Uh-huh. Beautiful. Oh, yeah. With a spot, right? Spot
the
around
the
time.
And now I know one thing's for certain. You can't trust anything you read on the internet.
For sure.
Anyone can put anything they want on there.
So true.
But I check out websites, and one of the ones I've recently checked out was geocities.com/MacWeldon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, don't let all of the dancing lizards in the background
mm-hmm
and the
mm-hmm
shit that follows your mouse around
yeah.
fool
yeah
you. They are
the fireball comet.
You can trust them with, look, there's a counter on the bottom. Apparently I'm the 1,282nd visitor, you know, and that counter is real.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it says all the flags of all the countries.
It says
too.
All the flags of all the countries.
Go while you're there. Sign the guest book.
Sign the guest list.
Guest list.
They got a guest book on there that you can check out.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, they got a line of antimicrobial silver underwear.
Ion, yeah.
Excuse me?
It was silver ions or something?
No, it's not.
Silver what?
Antimicrobial, man.
Are you joking around?
Silver line.
Silver
are you trying
lining?
To fuck this read up, Adam?
Yeah.
What are you talking?
Why are you
trying to
fuck this read up? This is people pay money for this, man.
I was just trying
You're being
add
disrespectful to our corporate partners.
Our corporate partner, our beloved partner, Mack Weldon, who's been with us from the beginning.
Never
flinched. Unlike you, who have requested quietly to quit the show numerous times.
Mm-hmm. But you won't
said,
win.
I will
you came
quit.
Back.
You said, all I'm asking for is 50% of the profits for the rest
I've
of my
never
life.
Never asked for that.
And you're just not happy with the $40 an episode you get paid, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really
that's
appreciate
fair,
the $40.
That's more than a fair wage.
And I said if I could
wage.
Pay my way to Australia, yeah. I'd love to hang out with you guys on tour. Mm.
But, you know, we told you. We kinda
I took
our...
East China Air here. It was
you were in
quite
the freight.
An experience.
You were in the boat. You were in the freight section of a boat that
we
came
did,
here.
We did Tai Chi halfway through the
Dude,
flight.
That Chinese airline has got to be so goddamn funny.
I know.
The in-flight chickens. Meal is just like a live rat. Just in a cage. And you're like, excuse me, what a, like, how do I even eat this? Like, oh, yes. And then they just come back with a blowtorch.
Oh, flambe. Very nice.
Oh, American style.
Cooked.
Mack Weldon's got a line of silver naturally antimicrobial shirts and underwear, which means that they reduce odor by doing something.
Sucking your cock while
it's
you sleep.
Science.
Yeah, I guess they do something like that. They reduce the odor by sucking your cock. And they got cool shit on there, man. Mm-hmm. They got crew necks. It's almost crew neck season back in New York, which I will never return to.
Yeah,
I'm on an international
we're gonna
stay
tour. On the road forever.
We're expats.
Until I finally find, you know, the building with a nice view. And I take a look over the edge, and I say, you know what? This is it.
This is where it happens.
This, I'm mm-hmm. just going to... Why fucking wait?
And then you know what happens at the
splat!
Bottom?
Splat!
No splat.
Blammo!
No. You know what happens?
Fucking lights out.
And
nope.
The only thing
you
find...
go into one of those suicide... the fire department air-filled suicide landing things. And we all give you a round of applause, and we're all wearing tuxedos, and we say,
I feel
dick.
Like if I got gamed and I fell on something, if you drove me to actual suicide and I landed on one of those things, I'd be like, I still just want to kill myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More so now.
That's so much more embarrassing.
Yeah.
Is that what happened to the game?
Yeah. They trick him into killing himself, and then he's like... They're like, gotcha. And he's like, wow, thanks.
Thanks, you guys.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Who plays his brother? Michael Douglas's brother?
Sean Penn.
That's right.
It's a game, Connie. They're playing a game with you.
That's a good Michael.
I'm gay. Are you saying that I'm gay?
Damn, Are dude, you, got his ass. Yeah.
Are you telling me that I'm gay?
They trick him into killing himself?
Yeah. They trick him into... It's Connie. They're trying to make me suck their dick. But the movie ends with him on his knees sucking some guy's cock. Is this what you want?
This isn't part of the game, Michael.
Is this how your game ends? Because I'll do it.
He's just sucking off a homeless guy.
Yeah. And then he takes off his prosthetic cock.
Mm.
But he rubbed his real cock on it so it tastes like cock.
Mm.
If there's one thing I want, it's to suck cock for my 42nd birthday.
Yeah, what is it's like a
that was the age my dad died when he came out of the closet.
He was struggling with things ever since.
Michael Douglas is tricky.
Tricky?
Yeah, because he just sounds like a guy.
No, you were doing it good just now.
I was doing what?
Mm-hmm.
What was I doing?
You're doing Michael Douglas.
Good. Is this it?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
That fucking sucks, dude. If anyone ever plays mind games with me, I'll take a hatchet to their balls.
Oh, I've been playing mind games with you.
Nah, dude.
It's a 12-month project.
Go to MackWeldon.com and use promo code
Cumtown
to receive 20% off your order. And if you don't like the underwear, you can suck my cock.
Michael Douglas.
Or you could also
Michael Douglas here.
Ask, get your
Michael
money
Douglas
back.
Here.
Or refund.
Hey, this is Michael Douglas, and I'm here for MackWeldon.com. This is officially Michael Douglas, the actual actor.
Wow, great
guest
to meet you.
On Cumtown. This is not an impersonation.
Mm-hmm.
It's the real Michael Douglas.
And Michael was just telling me off mic that
ever since I got
I
mouth
fuck his
cancer
wife better than him.
Catherine?
Yeah.
Ever since cool. Catherine left me for some guy who doesn't have mouth cancer, I knew I was going to need new underwear. And so I went use promo code cumtown at macweldon.com and I received 20% off my order.
And the ones you didn't like, Michael, you just...
I shoved them in Catherine's pussy.
And they didn't even ask for them back.
Mm-hmm. They didn't
so
ask
you could
for
put
them
back. Right in that pussy,
you
the, call the HPV-ridden pussy.
Ask
and
for
who wouldn't
refund.
Ask for those back?
I would ask for them back.
Initially, I thought I got dick cancer from wearing Mac Weldon underwear, and I'm told that that's not true. So I'm now endorsing them again.
Mac Weldon definitely does not give you dick cancer.
MacWeldon.com does not give you dick cancer. It's not available in select cities. MacWeldon.com does not give you dick cancer. Don't like the underwear, you can keep it. No questions asked.
That's right. Put it in Catherine Zeta-Jones' pussy.
I'm gay. Hi, I'm Michael Douglas, and I'm a gay actor. Hi, I'm gay actor Michael Douglas.
Roasted.
Here for Live Aid. Hi, I'm gay actor John Hamm. No, wait, I can't do John.
I am Javier Bardem, and I'm gay.
Who's that?
That's Javier Bardem, dude.
Javier Bardem. I'm Javier Bardem, and I'm gay. Don't put it in your pocket, where it becomes... just another used condom. Which it is. You know what today is, friendo? Today is the day you become gay. I am gay actor. Javier Bardem.
Flip it. Yeah. Flip my cock.
Call it.
Well, how can I call it if I don't know what I'm calling?
You're calling whether or not you are gay.
Wait, is
but
that
I'm
the
not
guy
gay.
In the convenience store?
Yeah. But I'm not gay. Yes, you are. But I haven't even called it yet. Look, shut up. I do the mind games. Don't call me out.
Man. How do you do Woody Harrelson? Is he something?
Yeah, he's got a little
Listen, this guy Anton Chigurh is gay.
Wait, Woody Harrelson was in that movie,
wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yes, he was. He was the cop.
Yeah. Llewellyn's like, I think I got
he
it.
Was?
I don't need to, I can avoid
oh,
this.
Oh, wait,
guy.
No. Tommy Lee Jones was the cop. Who's Woody? Woody he played a cop.
Woody is the other bounty hunter.
The other bounty hunter.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right, okay.
Does he get got?
And Llewellyn is in bed and he's like, I think I can avoid this guy on my own.
Right, he
and
gets
Woody
hired
Harrelson
by the
like,
company.
Listen, you don't understand this. Yeah.
Who's that company that hires him?
So, I don't know, man. I'm trying to figure out the impressions
company?
Just so I can say I'm gay as Woody Harrelson.
Just
who
do
gives
it.
A shit what happens in the movie?
It's a good movie. No
I'm
country.
Trying to... I don't know. I have never tried a Woody Harrelson
well,
impression
I'm gay.
Before.
Just do it.
I'm gay.
What are you like a? What are you? Some kind of gay guy? I can't do it
no.
now because you've interrupted me so many times.
I'm sorry
no,
for interrupting.
You can't do it because you're
publicly.
Bad
I
want to
apologize.
No, it's like you just don't understand the fucking process in terms of doing impressions.
What process,
dude? It's a delicate process. You have to like really have empathy for the character.
Tell me about the process.
Look,
what's your process like?
Look,
now?
Dude. I'm the only one of us that's a professional actor.
Okay, dude, that's not
so
true.
These guys
that's
I call
true.
Gay and make fun of. I like. I have empathy for
you.
You
have respect.
I have respect.
Professional respect.
I'm a professional actor, too.
Hi, I'm gay actor Michael Douglas.
I'm gay.
This is gay actor Michael Douglas.
Let's see. What are some other actors we can call gay?
Hey, I'm gay actor Stephen Dorff. Stephen Dorff, gay actor here.
I'm gay how? Gay like a fag?
Yeah.
That's Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci. So, what am I, like some kind of queer? That's not, I don't even,
Who's
I can't
that?
Remember what Pesci sounds like.
No.
Why don't you do
it's
one
like,
then,
what am
tough
I,
guy,
some
Adam?
Queer? What?
Yeah.
You do it, bitch.
Which actor?
Any actor.
Name
any,
one. No,
any,
just name one and then I'll do it.
Any impression of any actor at
you
all.
You got to tell me
name
an actor.
Any single, just do
I'm
any,
a man of 10,000 impressions.
Literally any actor.
No, that's, I asked you to name one.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Of course. And what do I have to say that he's gay?
Well, I don't know. You do it, man. Take it away.
Rose, don't you understand? I'm gay. But I love you, but I'm gay.
But I'm gay.
And then she sinks the ship with her huge tits.
I was going to say that, but Nick said it first.
Cool. Okay, here's another one.
Cool that you were going to say something that I said.
Okay, Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Easy.
How about Dennis Bopper?
Hey, man, I'm gay, man. I'm gay, brother. I'm gay, cool. Man.
You're Mark Maron and you're Dennis Hopper. And
no, that's
you're
Dennis
Ian
Hopper.
Fidance. Yeah.
Listen, Ian and Mark Maron got it from the hop. He was the original man.
All right, Denzel Washington.
It's Dennis Hopper and Dick Ryder.
I'm gay, man.
This is also, also your Morgan Freeman.
And I am gay, man. I'm freaking gay, man.
You like having gay sex, Jake?
That's good.
You know the thing about gay sex, Jake? It smells like pine salt, Jake. You know what gay sex smells like, Jake? It smells like pine salt, Jake.
What was in that? That was cum. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you liked to smoke cum, Jake. It's not about what you know. It's about what you can prove.
That's a good round of actors.
I can't really
gay.
Do Denzel either.
No.
No, that was great.
It's his manner. Or
serviceable.
Cadence, but yeah.
I do female actors better, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah. Dude. Yeah, you're doing a great Scarlett Johansson right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You sound just like her.
I appreciate that.
Do Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore?
Wow, yeah. That's incredible. You just said her name like she would say it.
Mm-hmm. What?
Whoa.
Thank you.
Damn, dude, he's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Do Richard Simmons.
Richard Spencer?
Whoa. No, Richard Simmons.
Oh.
Yeah,
I'm gay.
Yeah, that's you.
No,
don't do yourself.
No,
don't do
yourself. Do Richard Simmons.
Yeah, stop toning it down.
Adam, go ahead. Whoa, it's back. That's incredible.
I'm gay actor Michael Douglas.
That's the winner.
Damn. Hi, I'm gay actor Michael Douglas.
We got him, folks.
I don't know why that's so funny to me. Hi, I'm gay actor Michael Douglas here for the victims of Hurricane Katrina. We're raising money tonight.
Me and my boyfriend are raising awareness. Here from, yeah.
I'm here with my boyfriend raising.
This is a regular guy, not a famous guy at all.
It's just some 18-year-old guy holding hands with Michael Douglas.
I briefly stopped kissing my boyfriend to bring this important message to you. Yeah.
Hi, I'm gay actor Michael Douglas here with my boyfriend, who I briefly stopped kissing to raise money for victims of Hurricane Michael.
Take that, Michael Douglas.
And that was a delightful message from gay actor Michael Douglas.
Is Kirk Douglas still around?
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
He's like 114
he can't
years
be
old.
Alive.
He is, dude.
Seriously? He looks horrible.
He's 101 years old.
I'm going to go fuck
damn,
his old
Spartacus.
Ass up.
Yeah.
He's alive.
Suck dick to kiss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We did Charlton Heston early on the show, right?
Yeah, yeah. The
me
Chinese.
No
Chinese.
Oh, me no Reiki.
Yeah. Me want to. Sucky.
Did you say take this cock from my cold dead hands?
I didn't, but you can say that if you want.
That was mine.
Good job.
Just kidding.
Is the hashtag just kidding movement the answer to Me Too? More at 11.
No.
Men pretending to rape women.
No, it's not.
Okay. One reporter.
Jim, please stop. We told you not to do this story.
One reporter
has an
answer.
You're supposed to be
talking
about that squirrel that's trapped in a vent at the school.
A toddler has gone missing in Southeast this afternoon, and also has the Me Too movement gone too far?
No, Jim.
Okay, I just wanted to test the waters out. Maybe some of our viewers want to chime in, call in. If you think the Me Too movement has gone too far,
we don't take calls. This is a news show, Jim.
Please write
Jim,
a letter.
You do weather. Jim, stop it.
It's going to be a sunny 72 degrees in Bomberville later this week with highs in the 80s and a 60% chance of precipitation. And many people are wondering, has the Me Too movement gone too far?
And a 100% chance of completely baseless accusations being levied against the local weatherman.
And just let, we're just going to go ahead and say this real quick. It might snow this week, and maybe Louis C.K. should be allowed to do spots again. There has to be a chance for redemption. Don't cut my mic. Hi, I'm gay actor Michael Douglas, here for the hashtag #MeTooHasGoneTooFar.
As a gay man, I don't really care that women are getting raped.
I'm gay, and it doesn't affect me in any way.
You can trust me.
Fuck. God damn. Well, everybody.
Hi, I'm HIV negative gay actor Michael Bugless. God, I'm an HIV negative gay man. I know that PrEP is the only thing keeping me safe.
Fatality.
Michael Bugless.
Michael Bugless.
Michael Bugless.
Folks, well, if you want to hear classics like Michael Bugless,
you gotta come to the live shows, and you gotta subscribe
to our motherfucking Patreon.
Patreon.com/cumtown.
If you don't subscribe, there are literally as many episodes as we have done that many Patreon. So there's a huge backlog. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe to that.
Yeah, we didn't. The money has gone up again because we didn't realize that people just don't know we have a Patreon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it was hard to search for us on Patreon. And
yeah,
now
we got the label off.
You're able to. Yeah. So
please, if you like this stuff, it really, a lot of people don't understand that this show has huge overhead. We have a research team.
You got to spend money to make it.
Look, I spent all week with these poor fucking college kids, and I'm like, find me all of the dumbest Nigerian businesses. I want to find sandals that are made out of ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Find me that businessman. They're like, I don't think that exists.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? And they're like, because it's just racist, Mr. Mullen. And then I just beat that boy silly.
That's right.
In front of the entire conference room. And I said, nobody's allowed to play Rock Band anymore.
Mm-hmm.
For the week, I'm taking away. Look, I spend $9,000 a day on this startup office.
Yep.
We have 6 floors in Midtown.
Insane.
I'm researching interns. And half of them are playing Rock Band and playing ping pong half the time. We have a nap room, stand-up desks, a Segway with a built-in espresso machine.
Mm-hmm.
You ride the Segway around, make yourself a little espresso drink.
Yep.
Anyways, that costs well over $40,000.
And the Segway can't do stairs, so you got to use your legs to use the stairs, and then there's another Segway at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that video of that escalator breaking?
So good.
Yeah, hilarious.
Bunch of fucking dumb Italians getting trampled.
Was it in Italy?
Vincenzo, Cinciciaggio, Bracciato, Giugi, Escaladio.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Escaladio. Scraggio. Dick in my ass. The folly dick in my ass.
Fuck the pussy, the faggot, the bitch, the caca, peepee, poopoo.
So, yeah, again, that's the kind of stuff you could pay money for.
It's most of it is in Italian and Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know I speak Vietnamese.
Oh, yeah.
Ding bok gong gao du bang gao bang ding bao bao. It's like just, it's sort of more of the most pinball-y of the Chinese languages.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's the most Chinese, some
dok
say.
Bang go gong gao.
It's Vietnamese.
Dok bang gong gao gong tang gao gong gao gong gao gong bing dik.
Wow. I didn't know you could rap.
Ding gao gong da gong.
You got flow, dude. Bar flowing.
Wow, he does his own beats.
Yeah, that's Vietnamese, dude.
That's awesome, bro. So, listen to that. Melbourne babies, you motherfuckers, this Friday, come out.
We're going to be at Baby Dick Ernie's.
We're going to be Baby Dick Ernie's in Melbourne.
Oh, good night, Mike.
Good night, yeah.
All right, welcome to Baby Dick Ernie's. Home of gay actor Michael Douglas. He's home away from home whenever he's out of America. He comes on down to Baby Dick
Ernie's. He's himself a sport of baby cam. It's his favorite. We'll also be in Brisbane.
Brisbane on Sunday.
Sunday the 28th. Please buy tickets to that. I will be...
We should say Nashville, too.
All right, motherfucker, hold on. We're going to be in Nashville.
Why don't you hold the fuck on, dude?
We're going to be in Nashville on the 11th.
Over here looking at pictures of the man from Alvin and Chip.
I haven't been looking at pictures in at least 24 hours.
We're going to be in Nashville. We're going to be in on the 11th, November. We're going to be in... Maybe Alabama on the 12th.
Probably not.
We're going to be in Charlotte on the 13th and Atlanta on Wednesday the 14th. Doing a little run through the South that after we did this tour is going to be pretty gay probably.
Cause we're going to
It's
going to
be gay. We're going
Atlanta.
To cancel all of the shows.
Yeah, we're really thinking about canceling
We're probably
them.
Going to cancel the show.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Fuck all of our
Wait,
fans
we're going
in
to Charlotte
those cities.
Before Atlanta? We're not going to Atlanta before Charlotte?
I think it's... I don't know. It's. I don't remember. Maybe it's the
it's
other important. Way
It makes
You're
more
confused.
Sense to do it the other way around.
Bro, I don't fucking know, dude. It's on my website if you wanted to look, guys. Stavi.biz. I'll also be in like a movie theater or some shit in Long Island. They got a little front area where they do comedy.
Strange Island
on November 30th. Please come out to that. That's also on my website. And then... DC, I will be headlining a full weekend at the DC Draft House. 4 shows, 2 on Friday the 7th, 2 on Saturday the 8th. Come out to those. And then I'm doing a little run in Indianapolis on the 14th, Columbus on the 15th, and Cincinnati on the 16th. So come out, I think I fucked that up. Indy on the 13th, Columbus on the 15th, mm-hmm. Cincy on the 5th. I don't fucking, just look at my website, man. I'll be at those cities. And like
and then
we said,
international tour.
We literally won't be in New York ever.
Kuala yeah. Lumpur, Malaysia,
fucking Croatia,
split mm-hmm. Croatia,
going to Greece,
Dubrovnik,
we're going to
Croatia,
Dubrovnik. We're going to Ukraine. Don't ask, don't tell, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We're going,
and I have to register as a Jew when I get there.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
They love the SS in Ukraine. No, they do, dude.
I don't know if that was true.
There
I think
was
it was
Ukrainian
a
SS that, like, after the war, they were still like, no, but they're good. They're the best ones.
They're pretty cool
Even
guy.
When they're Soviet?
I think they're pretty cool guy, yeah. But to me, they're good. Especially Damn. The ones that killed the Friedland family.
That didn't happen in the Ukraine, bro.
It happened there in the Ukraine.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
You're wrong.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
I'm gay actor Michael Douglas,
I'm
and
gay
I'm here
actor.
For the... Hi, I'm gay actor Michael Douglas.
Gay actor Michael
and
Douglas.
It did, in fact, happen in Ukraine.
No, it didn't.
The Friedlands were all killed in the Ukraine.
And they weren't Friedlands.
Shut up.
My name is gay actor Michael Douglas. Yeah.
I'm glad you guys are happy that people died in my family.
Well, silver linings playbook.
People that would have probably been
Hi, I'm gay actor Michael Douglas, and I'm happy that people died. All right, good night, everybody.
Bye.